Praise the Lord. First of all, I take this opportunity to thank all the castles, those who have done very well. And really, when I heard about what is Christian maturity, I have nothing apart from what you have presented here. That is one thing. Secondly, the confirmation is coming to me, and even since Saturday, when we had an intercessory prayer, the preparation for the victory night. Addition to that, today, I didn't expect that. Pastor will take the portion from Ephesians 4, from verse 11 onwards. I thought he will not exceed or touch verse 14, but he touched that too. So all your messages are, as we confirm that, it is the Spirit of God led. Thank you very much for all the points. Who is a matured Christian? Amen? Let's thank the Lord one more time. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for this wonderful opportunity given to every one of us, very especially the seven castle members, their families, those who work together, used their gifts and the talents and brought it, the message of about a matured Christian. Yes, Lord, indeed, we are very much grateful to you. And also, Lord, on behalf of the church, I also thank each and every one of them too. Thank you for the love and the unity prevailing among us. Thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for all the gifts to every members of the church you have given. And now, as we come together, Lord, to conclude what is the Christian maturity, Lord, speak to us. Spirit of God, take control over us and continually lead us and guide us. Thank you for accepting our prayers. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Really, my heart rejoices. And when I am hearing from you, and also the message already you brought it. When I think of this, yes, there is only one portion I took it. From Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 to 16 only. Three verses. In these three verses, I found about six signs for a matured Christian. Verse 14, I will read it for you. So before that, if you wanted to be a matured Christian, and you should, first of all, you should be a Christian. Then only you can talk about who will be the matured Christian, how the Christian will become mature. So in the first word, what it says, that we should no longer be children. No longer be children. In NIV says, then we will no longer be infants. So in that case, we should know who is your child of God or your children. So the Bible says that, and those who are accepted Jesus Christ, first of all, Christian, I said, okay. John 1:12, it says, as many as have received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. So as a Christian means, Acts 11, 19 to 26, when you go through it, It is all about Antioch. It was said a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they become disciples, those who are called Christians. So as an infant Christian or a children of God or a children to become a matured, that person become a matured Christian. So it is expected, it is mandatory, it is not an option. Are you growing up? Are you maturing? The Bible says we must grow up. That's what we heard the last 1.5 hours almost. Luke 2:52, even Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. So Jesus himself grew. So in that case, how much more we are called or expected to mature in Christianity. First point in this, I'll consider that established in faith, verse 14 of Ephesians 4:14. 4. No more of doubtful mind, tossed back and forth by the waves of doctrine or teaching. In added to that, all of us we know from James 1:5-8. So if anyone lack of faith, he should ask God and pray. Verse 6 says, we should ask him, ask in faith. Verse 8 says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. The one who has doubted, who was alike, tossed back and forth by the waves of doctrine. So he has to be established in faith. A mature Christian, a quality of a mature Christian, he has to be established in faith. Secondly, the same verse, 14. They should be, to that, added to that, Ephesians 3:17 says, the Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. So Colossians 2:6 also says, verse 7, 6 and 7, you have therefore received Christ Jesus as the Lord, as walk with him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So in love and we have to and truth, we should be grounded and rooted. That much we should be strong and stable. We heard many things. Just I leave it with you. Rest of the things you will study in this. You might have studied in this month. Castle also. So every wind of doctrines are there very cheap on in these days. So unless you are rooted in faith, the truth and love, you may not be able to withstand when the winds of doctrines are around you. Thirdly, freedom from deception. The same verse 14. Able to discern, the last portion, discern the truth from the error or from mistake. So we should not be deceived. You should be wise enough to understand the truth. To add to that, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, who is correctly handles the word of truth. Why I say this and emphasize this? we should be rightly divided. Everybody come with the same Bible. What you are using, they also come with the same Bible. That is also truth. Unless you are matured, you may not be able to divide what is right and what is wrong. In these days, all of us using our mobiles and the laptops and so on, the TV. So it is, the word of God is very cheap nowadays. Wherever you turn, even in the YouTube, series of messages are coming. Even in the WhatsApp, from morning till evening, how many messages are posted? Unless you are strong in the world, you cannot divide what is the truth. So you should be matured enough. As a mature, if unless you are a matured Christian, you may not be able to divide what is right and what is wrong. So in that case, you should not be deceived. Fourthly, verse 15, speaking the truth in love. That is, I made it as ability to speak the truth in love. The truth means the word of God in love. Many people, they preach and they teach the word of God. If there is no love, that is not the true gospel. So Christ came from heaven to present the love to the world. Through him, what we know? The love. More than that, gospel, 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 truth, word, as I said, everybody is using the word from the word only. Unless the word is seasoned with grace, seasoned with love. If there is no love in it, it cannot be from a matured Christian. As a matured Christian, you should be able to grow not only in truth, the knowledge of the word, you should be able to learn to love. That love has to be added to that. Fifthly, verse 15, the same word. Grow up in all things. Not only speaking the truth in love, the second portion says, may grow up in all things. So 15 says, instead of speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect of the mature body of him who is head. That's what says NIV. 2 Peter verse 3 verse 18 says, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forevermore. So constant growth, the spiritual growth. Some people in the initial stage and when you accept Christ, you are very excited, very, very, very active, doing this and that, attending here and there, running here and there. You are become very active. After a year, that person, even in the skit we have seen, some of the things were highlighted. After that, they become grow cold. So Christian maturity is, we should go steadily and it should be stable. You should grow in faith steadily, and also you should be rooted very strongly. So in the athletics and all, you should know if it is a 10,000 meter or even 400 meters, in the fast they will make fast. But in the last, they will become slow. Some people, they make the usage. So they're constant. Some people, even if it is a 25,000 meters and all, they go slow in the beginning. They go fast in the last to achieve the goal. So ourselves, in this Christian maturity, you should go steadily and also strongly. Stability is most important. Finally, sixth one. Harmony with all in Christ. Verse 16, that is fellowship. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing that there are no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Everything is I observed from the skit what you are presented. You should have a stable mind and also Christ-like mind. 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, finally, brethren, farewell become complete. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and God of love and peace will be with you. In that case, fellowshipping one another is most important character for a matured Christian. Some people, now you see, most of the people are not here. I do not know what is the reason. But still, as a mature Christian, never miss any fellowshipping. Always they desire to fellowship. Fellowship is by God and it is for God. So unless you are mingled with or united, deeply rooted in fellowshipping, it is not a good sign for a matured Christian. As a summary, I put all together, established in faith, number one, verse 14, rooted in and grounded in love, freedom from deception, ability to speak the truth in love, constant growth in spiritual things, and harmony with all others in Christ. So who is a Christian? You know, and who are the children of God? So God never expects all his children to be children all the time. As you expect your children to grow, the God the Father expects all of us to grow spiritually. As he himself grow, as it is said, and he is grow in wisdom, knowledge, in statures, and physically, spiritually, and mentally. So in that, in the also in favor of God and also favor of men. God is expecting us to grow. So this, as a matured Christian, more than what I said, you heard from our all the castles, and please keep it in mind and follow it. God will help us to grow as a spiritual, mature Christian. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. It is the desire of God that we may grow until we reach the full stature of God, of Christ, so that when he appears, we shall also be like him. Praise the Lord. And that growth is our responsibility. It's your responsibility, it's my responsibility. Each one of us must strive to see that we build ourselves into that level. After we closed, there is refreshment. So don't run away. I know it's the weekday, but let's just fellowship briefly outside there over whatever has been offered the church. Everlasting Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight. We give you honor and glory. Father, we thank you because of the challenge that you've given to us tonight. King of glory, as we reflect over our lives and our relationship with you, we desire, Jehovah God, that you build us into these pillars of faith in our lives, in our families, in our relationships. Jehovah God, that whatsoever we go through, you shall receive glory and honor. Father, I pray over every brother and sister in this place that Jesus Christ, you are going to continue challenging them to desire and to aspire to grow in the things of God. Father, that whenever we walk, the radiance of the Holy Ghost will be seen in our lives. Let us radiate your image, O God, that we may reach the full image of God in all that we do, in our way of life, in our way of speech, Let people see Christ reflected. We thank you and we honor thee. Jehovah, as many as came here with expectations, varied expectations, God, I pray that your favor shall be upon their lives. Jehovah, meet them at their point of need. King of glory, we pray that you shall visit each one of us in a unique way. My Father, uplifting us in the true faith and nourishing us in all manner, O God. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us in the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you so much. Let's meet outside there and fellowship over whatever the church has offered. Amen.